Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, welcome to the show on Monday. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Kind of a, like, heavy day. I'm going to make the whole day heavy, obviously. We'll try to find that balance, but man, you come in today on a Monday after so much has happened from the weekend. The hurricane, which we still really don't know what happened as far as what's going to happen and what's needed and how bad it really was and where it really hit. Like, I'm like you guys, I watched it all weekend. And so the hurricane happened. Today is 16 years since 9/11. It is September 11th. Troy from Montgomery Gentry died in a helicopter crash as soon as we got off the air on Friday. And so, Don Williams died. And so,
it's a lot.
You know, you come in and it's like, man, we got a lot to talk about. And we, on this show, we come in and every day, and we're not successful every day at it, but we come in and we try to bring as much positivity as possible to the show. But we still are real human beings, and we still have thoughts about things when they don't go right. So we're going to balance it. Like, we have to talk about all this stuff, because we would in normal life. But man, some of it just sucks. Like, really, it just sucks. And just so you know, that'll be our fine line of balancing. I can still, I'll just start with Hurricane Irma. This story, and it's passed to me because the a lot of the Irma stuff is happening, and I'm not sure even what stations were on in Florida, because I know if I were on a station and it were really bad, I'd probably just put the news on. And in some places where they thought it was going to be bad, it ended up not being as bad. In some places where they didn't, it ended up being worse, because I think we all watched it shift together. Hurricane Irma weakens, but is still a threat as it spins north with wind and rain. It is now a Category 1 storm early Monday as it roared through southwest Florida. A lot of customers without power. Now, I will say this, that as I read the story today, I saw no American fatalities. And somebody can step in and tell me if they saw different, but I saw no American fatalities. Anybody?
I no. haven't seen any.
No.
What's that, Mike? No? Oh, there's one in a car. Mike just said there is a single car accident related to the storm. No details. So that's the first time I've seen that, but you know, a couple things. One, they what up?
I see three.
In America?
Yep. As it crashed into the Florida Keys, U.S. death total reaches three.
Well, I guess these, again, the latest developments, I think that things will change as we even move along the show.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
A 10-year-old boy named Jacob O'Connor helped save his baby brother's life by giving him CPR that he learned by watching The Rock in the movie San Andreas.
Oh.
Jacob O'Connor saw his baby brother's shoe floating in the pool. Then he saw the 2-year-old floating in the water. He jumped in, reenacted what he saw in San Andreas by The Rock. It was CPR, and it worked. The baby was like, spit up the water, and they took him to the hospital. He's fine.
That
like, maybe the only positive thing about San Andreas, the movie I've ever heard,
yeah,
was that.
It's got to make the people that made that movie feel really good.
It's the one thing they got from it. There
that
it
got
is.
Back to them.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Hurricane Irma hit Florida over the weekend. It's still a dangerous storm working its way up through Florida, and then that wind and rain is going to be headed for Georgia. The Florida Keys could get 20 inches of rain by the time it's all said and done. Most of Florida in the path of this thing is going to get 8 to 12 inches, and power companies are saying it may take 2 weeks to get power restored. To help out, just go to redcross.org.
And we got off the air on Friday. And I saw that Troy was in a helicopter crash from Montgomery Gentry. I was like, what? Now, I don't know much about airplanes. I know even less about helicopters. Baby, I know your husband's a pilot. Like, have you talked to him about this the helicopter crash?
Yeah.
Like, just helicopters in general?
Helicopters in general, he's not a fan of at all. Like, and he's a pilot, loves to be in the air more than anything. He just doesn't like the physics of a helicopter, because once you lose control, as you can't really do anything to glide yourself down, or if something goes wrong. Like in an airplane, so my husband's case, he has been in an airplane where he's lost the propeller and it turned into a glider instantly. And he was sort of like a bird, and he was able to safely land on water. And then a Black Hawk helicopter had to pick him up from the water. And I asked him the scariest moment of the day. I'm like, and it wasn't the crash into the water. It was when he had to get into the helicopter to fly away. He just does not like being in them at all. But I know other people that love helicopters and they love flying them and it's no problem. So it's just, I don't know.
Well, here's Dan and Shay. This is after Troy passed away and people were doing a lot of different, I don't even know what you would call it because it was so fresh, but them just playing some of Montgomery Gentry's music online.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. As your chin's held high, as the tears fall down, guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of. That's something to be proud of.
Oh man, it sucks, man. Another way to put it.
I know.
There were mechanical issues.
Bones on this, it's a Bobby Bones show.
Hey. Time for your positivity. Tell me something good is the name of the segment here on Monday. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
Amy, tell me something good.
There's a guy on the Chicago Police Department force, and he started to feel like something just wasn't right with him. So he went in, and sure enough, his kidneys were failing. And now he's receiving a new kidney from his son. His son, Daniel, stepped forward. He was a match. And if his son hadn't offered his kidney, he would be on a long wait list. The national waiting list is 100,000 deep. And
wow,
it takes on average 5 years for there to be a match. But because his son went and got tested and is willing to do it, boom, he can have the life-saving surgery as quickly as possible.
Like, I would expect my son to go do it, right?
To go test?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kidney would have to be a match, right?
Yeah, like, I get it, but I'm saying, like,
in a heartbeat.
I would expect, and if he did, I'd be ticked.
Yeah.
What about your spouse?
You into this world.
What, I mean, just think of all the people in your life.
All like, those people, you... Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I didn't know the wait list was that long. That's
I know, that's
crazy.
What... So, this is just an encouraging story to, you know, if you feel led to go do that, go get tested, see if you can be a donor.
Lunchbox.
Lonnie Wimmers is a firefighter in North Carolina. He stops at the diner and he's like, I'm going to grab me some dinner. He's eating some dinner and he's like, man, a lot of these people are looking sick and a few of them are going to the bathroom quite a bit. He's like, and what was it? He noticed carbon monoxide in the air. Because he's a firefighter, he noticed the symptoms, got everybody out of the restaurant, and saved 32 people's lives.
That's amazing.
Woo! What up, Lonnie? That's the way to be on your P's and Q's, even when you're off duty.
Like a dog, man.
Yeah, sniffed it out.
That's crazy. How about this one? Her car was barely drivable because she hit a deer, and she'd covered up her windows. We've all been there with cardboard or plastic.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there.
Yes.
At some point. And so she's working at Cracker Barrel, and at work she got a $20 tip, which is a big deal. These semi-regulars were there, and so she was talking to them, and they asked about her car, and she told them, and they said, okay, and they replaced her car with a 2008 Ford Fusion. They just gave her a new car.
Amazing.
Wow.
Like, not a new car to her that was fully functional and running.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
They were like, hey, we saw your car, and we have an extra car. We'd like to give you this 2008 Ford Fusion.
Where was that at?
Why?
I was going to see if Eddie wanted to stop by.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Flynn.
All right, he'll be here all week. Tell your friends. Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kenny Chesney's house on St. John in the Virgin Islands has been destroyed by Hurricane Irma. He wasn't there, but 20 people and 10 dogs were, and they hunkered inside, and they survived by crowding in a closet. Kenny is planning a charity concert and has already set up a foundation called Love for the City to help out. So that movie, It, It broke box office records this weekend with $117.2 million. The Reese Witherspoon movie Home Again was a distant second with only $9 million. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Illinois. Two friends were having an argument at how strong a tree was. Huh? And the guy said, I can knock that tree over with a car. And he goes, there is no way that tree is too strong.
Stop it.
So he got in his car and kept ramming the tree, trying to knock it over. Destroyed his car, tree still standing.
So he lost.
Oh my goodness. What's wrong with people?
They're boneheads.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
16 years ago, the worst terrorist act on American soil happened. Today, September the 11th, just a few things. A guide dog led her owner and 30 other people down 1,463 steps out of the World Trade Center because they couldn't see through the debris.
Wow.
Once safe, the dog then helped a woman who was blinded by the debris. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be on a flight, but he was 10 minutes late and wasn't able to get on the flight. And that's just a couple of the stories. He's famous, so that story gets out there. I mean, how about that? Like, I bet you there's some guilt involved inside your own heart. Like, wow. And probably, it was them, but it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever had anything like that happen? I mean, obviously not 9/11, but just anything in life where you're supposed to be somewhere where something went terribly wrong?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, not me, but my husband, and there is extreme guilt. It's real.
What?
It's real.
The plane crash?
Yeah, there was his unit in England. I mean, there was a plane full of seven dudes, and his unit was pretty small, only like 70 people. So seven guys, that's a lot. And he was supposed to be on that flight, but he got in from a different flight too late, and you have to have a certain amount of hours of rest in between. So he got pulled off, and he wasn't one of the pilots, and he, to this day, like, carries a lot of guilt because a lot of the guys on there, he was single at the time. A lot of the other guys had families, and
they crashed, right?
They crashed into a mountain, yeah, in Albania. And he also feels as though, like, for one, it should have been him because he was single and those other guys had families. But for two, he's just like, I just know maybe there was something I could have done. Not that those other guys weren't equipped to do it, but just carries that guilt of, like, I wish I could have been there to help him and make a different decision or something.
The names of the 9/11 memorial are arranged by relationship instead of alphabetically in order to preserve the bonds of family and friendship and to show the connection between people who changed each other's lives that day.
Wow.
The only plane allowed to fly on 9/11 after the attacks was a plane from San Diego to Miami delivering antivenom to a man who was bitten by a poisonous snake. And that one plane was accompanied the entire time by two jet fighters.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
So to come on the air even 16 years later, it still feels just fresh, right? Like once you're reminded of it, it just puts you right back into that spot where you were when it happened, which is nuts. Like I remember exactly, I was in college and they were like, hey, you should probably go over to the student union. Something happened. And I remember walking over and there's just a few of us. And the first plane flew into the first building. We were like, wow, what's happening here in the second plane? And then you saw layers. I mean, it was like 200 people standing in the corner all staring at this TV in the student union. Just confused. It took us a while to be pissed off. But for a while, we were just confused as to what in the world was happening. And so today is 16 years since the planes flew into the World Trade Center and flew into D.C. as well, and flew down into Pennsylvania.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.
You know, watching a lot of hurricane coverage over the weekend, it's crazy how, I mean, you can't predict a storm, but they thought Miami was going to be right in the eye, and it just went around the state, basically, and then hit the other side of it. And then people were getting upset. They were like, hey, we're in Miami, and we're just getting... Like, you can't get upset at a storm. You can't even get upset at the news for trying to predict. Now, at times, do they kind of over-dramatize things for ratings? That's all the time with every story ever. Man, people are getting so upset. Like, man, the weatherman can't even predict a hurricane. Are you kidding me? Nobody can predict a hurricane. And secondly, do you think they want to miss? And so it was supposed to hit the right side. It curled around. And as we know, kind of hit that left side of Florida. We're not going to really know what needs help until probably after today, right? Like, it's going to take some time.
I think so, yeah.
So, stories have been coming out. Here's a Florida woman who delivered her own baby because the paramedics couldn't get there. Now, we kept hearing, like, the mayors and governors go, once this storm hits, we can't save you because we're not going to put our first responders at risk. And that I completely understood. Like, you can't put those guys in harm's way, especially when you've given people, hey, heads up, you got to go. The Miami Herald reported that a dispatcher talked a woman through delivering her own baby Sunday morning because paramedics were unable to go into the storm. So she's on the phone and she's like, okay, do this, do this. And the woman has her own baby. And then cuts cord, the whole thing.
Crazy.
There was a gator park, and when they showed the picture of the 2,000 alligators...
Oh my goodness, yes.
And they were like, we promise none of them are going to escape. I was like, promise, scromise, man. 2,000 alligators were hunkered down at Gatorland Wildlife Reserve. Now, this is in Orlando, so it's up a bit. And they're like, don't worry, we got this. You know, I just know I'm going to be on the lookout like crazy if I'm in that area. And I'm going to be watching the news. And, man, they sure were for sure about it. How none of them are going to escape. Did you guys see that picture of all the gators?
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah, that crazy. That I was like, that's like a horror movie.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Worse than It. Like, that picture was worse than any preview for any clown movie. So, to our listeners that are listening right now in Florida, or anywhere else, you know, with Houston and Florida, we work with the Red Cross whenever there's disaster relief, especially on the front end of things, whenever we really don't know what's going to happen. So we've taken, if at this point now you want to grab a Pimp and Joy shirt or sweatshirt, it will go toward the Red Cross at Irma. We don't know what needs help yet. And that we always go Red Cross before we know because they're the best at disaster relief. Other organizations are better at other things. But like getting in quick, they're the best major organization that we trust is the Red Cross. So that's up at BobbyBones.com.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Today's the 16th anniversary of 9/11, and I talked earlier about what I remember about that day. But again, the youngest person on our show is Morgan, number two. She's 23. So that would mean, I mean, you were 7 years old. Morgan, number two, do you remember 9/11 happening?
Yeah, I do. I was actually at my elementary school, I believe is what it was, and we were in the library, and we watched it happen. They pulled us all out of class.
Did they put you all together, like all grades, or just all the same? I don't know how big your school was.
Yeah, they put us, like, everybody from every class gathered into our library. Our library was pretty big, and we sat there, and we watched, and they waited for our parents to come get us. Like, they ended the school day, and we all just waited in the library until our parents could come.
Yeah, they cut our school off. Again, I was a freshman in college? No? I don't. Whatever year it was in college, they cut us off, too. And then we didn't go to school for a couple of days. Amy, what about you?
I was at Texas A&M, and I hadn't made it. Before I got to campus, I found out about it and ended up going over to my boyfriend's house, and we all sat on the couch and just watched it on TV unfold. And then campus was completely shut down.
Lunchbox?
I was a sophomore in college, and I was asleep, and I woke up to the home phone ringing, and it was my roommate's girlfriend, Alicia, and she was like, hey, have you seen the news? What's going on? I was like, no. She goes, you need to get in front of a TV right now. And my two roommates were already gone to class, so I got up and got in front of the TV and sat on the couch and watched the news coverage.
Doesn't it feel still so vivid? Like you can still remember it? And it was 16 years ago, and I feel like I remember it like it was 2 years ago, like 6 months ago. Like I remember every little detail about the first couple of days. And then it just got to be such a blur because you didn't know what was really happening. And the news was nonstop, and it just felt like it was such a sad, like, depressing 6 months. And you couldn't laugh. And you weren't supposed to laugh, but you didn't know. It was just a confusing time because you didn't know why it happened, we had never seen anything like it in our lifetime. Like, I just remember being so confused by the whole thing. Again, confusion before anger. And then patriotism like crazy. And it's weird how it takes a disaster to really bring people together. And you go back to the hurricane, Harvey, Irma, and like not a lot of politics being fought about whenever people are in trouble. I mean, you guys notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird, sucks. That's what it takes to have to get people to stop hating each other, that it takes, you know, travesty to make people go, you know, maybe we should focus on each other. I was watching the Irma footage, I guess I have for the last 3 days. And just looking at some of the things here, it was a Category 5 for 3 days. Now, these are just some of the facts, because when it hit the United States, it wasn't a 5. But no other hurricanes ever sustained that much power for that long ever. I think right now it's down to a Category 1 because it's been on land and it's been a lot of the power has been sucked out of it. It was almost 400 miles wide.
It's crazy.
6.3 million people had to evacuate Florida. It will probably be the largest evacuation in United States history. They're saying it's going to be $120 billion in damage. And you know what's weird is that what kind of stinks for Houston is a lot of the attention was taken off of that Gulf area where they still need a lot of help. And listen, you can't time natural disasters, and you help out when you can help out and who you help out. But like here they are struggling and everyone's focused on trying to rebuild it, and bam, it hits somewhere else. So did you see J.J. Watt come out of the Texans game yesterday, by the way?
Anybody? That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, when he started, hey, let's raise some money, and then by the end of it, I think it was over $25 million or something he had raised.
Crazy.
And that place was electric when he was introduced. It kind of would have been cool if they had won the game, just thinking from if I'm watching it as a movie, if the Texans would have won, but they didn't win. They got beat by the Jaguars, right? They played Jaguars?
Yeah.
Our buddy Matt Overton plays for the Jaguars. And they're staying in, I mean, and how worlds change in just a split second. They're staying in Houston because they can't get back to Florida because of the hurricane. Where Houston just had the hurricane. Hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. This a lot of things happening here. That's all. Well, I want to come back. I want to play you. I mean, we got to do some light stuff today, too. Between 9/11, the anniversary of that, and the hurricane, and a couple big passings of country music with Troy from Montgomery Gentry and Don Williams. Because all that stuff we have to talk about, because it's, I say have to. Like, if I don't, I would just feel like my heart didn't do what it was supposed to do today. I'm going to talk as a human here, and not, I'm not going to worry about saying the wrong thing for a second. But I'm watching the news. Whenever the headline is millions waking up without power as Hurricane Irma belts Florida, there could be a lot worse headlines. And we don't know what's going to happen. But if that's the headline right now that they want people to click into, I'm just glad it's not people dead. Like 50 people dead, 500 people trapped. Do you guys feel the same way? Or do I read that and just, I don't know.
No, I think you're right, yeah. Because it could be much worse. Just being without power is probably the most positive thing you can, right?
And I'm sure they feel the exact same way. Like, at least right now, I'm just without power, but I have my life.
And before I said that, I was like, man, this make-em-off is completely insensitive. But whenever the headline is millions without power, and it stinks out of power, but man, it just could be so, it could have been so much worse, and it still might get worse. I'll move off the Irma stuff for a bit. I was on Twitter, and sometimes I get notifications that people are following me that are, like, also famous. I had two weird people follow me yesterday. And anytime anybody follows me, I feel like they're about to launch a country career or try to, quote, launch a country career. And the two that follow me were, one, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Oh, hey.
Do we know what that's about?
No. Is he going country?
I don't know. Or if he just thinks I'm a good follow on Twitter. Or Uncle Cracker followed me as well. And so he was, you know, follow me, everything is all right.
It's good.
And he did a song with Kenny Chesney. When the sun goes down, we'll be... You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
So he actually could do country music. Uncle Cracker opened for the Raging Idiots last year. Yeah, we brought him out. So it's always weird when people follow me and when they're not following 300,000 people. Because they only follow like a couple hundred people. So we'll wait and see if they decide that they're going to go country. But you heard it here first. Chris Kirkpatrick going country from NSYNC. That's just not going to work.
Why?
That would never work.
Okay. Yeah.
Irma is currently Category 1, 75 miles per hour winds. Just had this handed to me. The eye of the storm is north of Tampa right now. It will move over Florida's peninsula, and the storm surge is expected. Do you know what's happening that was weird on social media? People were taking videos of past disasters and putting it up and going, wow, check out Florida. But it would be like a tsunami somewhere. Just so they could get retweets.
Oh, no.
Did you guys notice that? At one point, even the guy that runs social media for the White House posted, look at the Miami airport. All the planes are underwater. And the Miami airport had a tweet about it. Goes, dude, that's not our airport. Like, stop putting fake stuff out there.
Yeah. The Miami airport is closed, though, because they sustained a lot of water damage, so they don't know when they're going to be able to reopen. But, yes, that picture was, the guy fell for it.
Yeah, it was total fake. I posted an image last night of all the airplanes that were all over the United States, and it's just nonstop airplanes, except for over Florida, where not one plane was flying over Florida. It was complete. You can go to my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones, completely empty. Not one plane was flying over Florida, which was kind of weird. I flew yesterday. I flew Nashville to California, where I am now, and I thought we were going to be delayed hours and hours, but I guess they got through that. And finished all the airline, like, discombobulation.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
We'll talk about Don Williams in just a second. And of everyone, I was most surprised that Amy came in and was like, wow, Don Williams. And we'll talk about that coming up. Let's do the skinny first. Here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, congrats to Dustin Lynch. He is celebrating a new number one song. Small Town Boy reached the top of the charts over the weekend. And Old Dominion's No Such Thing as a Broken Heart went to number two, while John Party's Heartache on the Dance Floor held at number three.
Yeah, that'll be the number one song this week.
It's the jam.
Heartache on the Dance Floor. Yeah, it's a jam. And it should be number one for a couple weeks. And if radio had half a brain, they would leave it there and stop running the format by making songs go away so fast.
Ooh. So yeah,
we're ruining our own format. Radio's ruining its own format. It's terrible.
What? I mean, but do you really think it'll stay there for more than 1 week? Because I mean, it should.
It could for two, but some of these songs are so good, and it's just a terrible system where they go, okay, number one next, and we don't have time to like love songs and leave them at number one for a while. Anyway, whatever. Who cares about my stupid inside baseball radio talk? What else?
Yeah, congrats to Dustin Lynch. So did you see like John Mayer and Nicki Minaj like flirting it out on Twitter sort of?
Yeah, sort of. I thought that was funny, but
do you really think he's into her? He just kind of put out a tweet wondering if Nicki Minaj like ever, you know, thought about him or anything like that. And she replied, "Would my body be your wonderland?" Asking
terrible
for
reply.
A friend.
Terrible song. Terrible song.
It only took her 30 minutes to reply. It was retweeted over 15,000 times. So obviously it got to her. And
wow.
Then he replied that, you know, obviously in bad words, I can't say it, but he was basically losing his mind that she replied. And I haven't heard an update since. So
yeah, I really don't care.
Could be the next hot couple, John Mayer and Nicki Minaj.
I have zero interest in that.
Oh, my husband is like a big Nicki Minaj fan. It's weird.
Yeah, again. No answer. Yep.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
We'll talk about Don Williams for a second, because Don Williams passed away on Friday. And for me, like, I'm a huge classic country guy. Like, my love of country music is like 50s through 70s, a little bit early 80s, 90s. I checked out during the 2000s because I was like, it's not really my thing. And then I came back. But for a while, my grandma raised me. Like, my grandma made me listen to country music when I was tiny, which made me love it. I listened on the radio until I was about 16 or 17. And then the sound kind of wasn't it for me. Listen, when we first came over and started doing the show, I was like, man, what's happening with this format? It's like all songs. You know, everybody knows.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was very, very authentic. I like where the sound's going now. I think we're actually going in a pretty good direction with most of the stuff. But so Don Williams died, right? And I was like, wow. And even Don Williams is older. But Amy's the one who was like, I used to listen to Don Williams all the time. And I was so surprised by that.
I know. I was surprised too. Me too. Because it wasn't registering with me until he passed away. And then I started, you know, stuff was being posted on Twitter. And I started listening to some of the songs. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like instantly I was taken back to my living room in the house we grew up in. And I could see the cassette tape. I mean, I really could only, my sister and I talked about it, I really could only see three cassette tapes. Crystal Gayle, Kenny Rogers, and Don Williams. And that song, Lord, I hope this day is good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have many memories with music and songs because my parents just weren't like how you were with your grandma, Bobby. But this is a song where I hear it and I'm instantly in my living room. We had four screen carpet.
Mm. Yeah, turn it out. This is such a great song, too. But Lord, I hope this is good. There's a cool video Keith Urban posted afterward of those two playing this song together.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really good. Here is Old Dominion doing Tulsa Time, one of his biggest songs. Jake Owen doing a performance of Good Old Boys Like Me from Don Williams.
Now I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. Those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank and Tennessee, I guess they're all gonna be what we're gonna be.
Man. Rest in peace, Don Williams.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Now time for our joke and Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did they give the guy that invented the door knocker?
What do they give the guy that invented the door knocker?
The Nobel Prize.
I'm pretty good. I'm gonna lie. Maybe I'm just way early in the morning over here where I am. But pretty good. That's pretty good.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
Just a little anecdote about the Morning Corny in this segment we've started to do, and who knows how long it'll last, but I was talking to our boss, and he was like, hey, that Morning Corny, how's that going? And I was like, I think it's pretty good. People like it. Like, people repeat it. He goes, I don't know about that segment. I don't know if it's any good or not.
Oh.
And I was like, I think people like the Morning Corny because no one really expects much of it. You know, it's kind of like a bologna sandwich. Like, you know a bologna sandwich isn't going to be fantastic, but it's filling, it does the job, like it gives you everything you ask for, and then you move on with your day.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. What do you guys think about the Morning Corny around the room?
I love it.
Okay, of course you do.
Oh.
Eddie?
I love it. Brings the nice little funny joke of the morning, makes me laugh half the time. I like it.
And usually it's just a quick pop and we move away. It's not like we spend 5 minutes on it. Lunchbox?
I think it's good when we pass it around and I get to do it sometimes.
When she messes up, it gets passed around.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I think we need to be a little bit harsher on the critiquing because,
okay.
I mean, just saying, some of them haven't been funny, but we still let her slide a little bit.
Shoot, the bosses aren't liking it.
You can let us know on Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. There's a story about a baseball game, and Miami went to Atlanta to play baseball. And over the top of the PA system, they were playing Rock You Like a Hurricane. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yeah. This was bad.
Here, hit the clip of that song.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Here I am.
I mean, so okay, they played every game. Oversight, a bonehead move. They shouldn't have played it. But there was nothing malicious there. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, someone didn't sit in the booth and go, I'm really going to show these fans from Miami that we're going to rock them like a hurricane that could devastate their state. So a Braves official apologized, said it should have been pulled. It was not played again. I hope nobody gets in trouble. Nobody got hurt. But man, sometimes stories like this go viral, and this was just an accident. And nobody got hurt. That's the key to that. I was also reading about how, you know, they're like, hey, everybody, you need to leave. You need to get out of town. And I'm glad that all the people evacuated. But there are sometimes, all I kept thinking is sometimes you can't leave. For example, if you don't have money and you can't afford a hotel room or you don't have family, I was talking about this on FaceTime, like Facebook Live the other night. If they told us, me growing up in Arkansas, and we wouldn't have a hurricane, but there's something coming, a tornado, but they're quicker. You have to get out of town. We had nowhere to go. We had no money to get there. So I felt bad for those people. Also, old people, mm-hmm. or if they have a disability, some people can't get out. Some people didn't leave because they were feared that their house was going to be looted. So that was a thing. And then some people, because they don't want to leave their pets behind and they can't put their pets anywhere. I saw one picture of a woman who had taken a bunch of roosters. Do you see that?
Yes, crazy.
And because she didn't want them fighting in the back, she had to wrap them all up in newspaper?
No.
Yeah, they're like little roosters and they're all wrapped up individually and laid out in the back seat of the car so that way she could transport them without them fighting.
Also retweeted a video of a guy in his truck during the hurricane who was out saving pets because people were just leaving their pets and dogs running through the streets floods. And he's driving around this big truck and he jumps out of his truck, grabs a dog and puts it in the back. And there are like 9 dogs and he's just driving around rescuing pets. Like, that's a hero. He's putting his own life on the line to save animals. The worst of times brings out the best in people. Couple headlines this morning. Irma is right on Florida. It's expected to remain at hurricane strength at least through the morning after being downgraded to a Category 1 overnight and passing northeast of Tampa. At least 4 deaths have been reported in Florida, where more than 3 million people are without power. The state's accustomed to hurricanes, but this one obviously is a little different. I'm reading some of this from the New York Times here. Where it really hit hard was the Caribbean. Amy, what happened at Chesney's house?
I believe it was completely destroyed. He was not there, although there was 20 people and 10 animals that were hunkered down. They were safe, but they had to hide out like in a bathroom.
Yeah, I was listening to him talk on CNN, and he was sending his jet that he owns back and forth with dog food and water.
Crazy.
And he let people go in, even animals. I mean, it kind of felt like when he was talking about it, it was like Noah's Ark. He's like, load in the animals, load in the people, and those islands, like, they got hit with the bad part of the storm, and there's really nowhere for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Cuba, we really don't know what happened in Cuba because they don't send out a lot of stuff. But Tim Duncan, didn't he come out and go, hey, can I, and he didn't say a lot. And he was like, hey, don't forget about the U.S. Virgin Islands. And he posted some pictures and said, hey, you can donate. But those islands got hit hard.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney's doing something too. He's created like a fund and you can get more details at kennychesney.com, but it's for the Caribbean.
What else happened over the weekend? I mean, I felt like I was so into the hurricane stuff. You know, there was a lot of political stuff where they say Donald Trump switched party affiliations.
Oh, he did?
Well, no. He did something that I liked. And people, you're never going to, with politics, you just can't win. Like, ever, with any side. But what he did is instead of, he went over to the Democrats for one. I just want a president who will listen to both sides and make decisions based on what he feels is right, regardless of a political, wherever you are on the political spectrum. And so the whole story was that he has switched political parties like 5 times in his life. Like he's been a Democrat, he's been a Republican. But yeah, he switched over and did some stuff with the Democrats about the debt ceiling and relief. And I always like it when people, politics aside, will go, you know, I should kind of investigate other side. Let me see what else is out there that maybe could be better for me and for us. So what do I know about policy? 0. But I do like it when any president looks across the aisle and goes, what can we do better? Everybody feel that way or no?
I agree. Yeah.
Or do you guys even care?
No, okay,
I totally agree.
I talk to Eddie about politics. He's like, I don't care.
I can care less about it. Like, it just, I feel like it doesn't affect me directly, even though it probably does. I just, and it puts me in a bad mood when I watch it.
Now, that's true. Apple's expected tomorrow to unveil the top-of-the-line iPhone that comes out with facial recognition. But it's going to be so expensive. They're saying it's going to be like over $1,000.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, like more than some laptops.
That's crazy.
And you know they're going to sell like crazy. There's going to be a line. NFL started yesterday.
Yes.
Cowboys won, Eddie.
Yes, thank goodness.
There you go. Lunchbox, who's your team?
The Bears. They lost.
Sorry about that, buddy.
It was close.
Better luck next time, my friend.
Next week's our week.
Yeah, Gordon. The Bobby Bones Show. A particularly heavy show today because the Hurricanes, it's the anniversary of 9/11, Don Williams and Troy Gentry's passing, and we've talked about all of it, and I do plan to talk more about it, but I do feel there's some times this morning where we can kind of get off that, and I know you don't listen to the show to be sad, so I will bring up something that's very dumb and trivial. I went and did yoga yesterday before I hopped on a flight. And so I go to class, and it's so judgmental. Should I even talk?
Yes. Bring it.
So we're in, you try not to be judgmental in yoga because people judge me, I feel like, because I'm bad at yoga. But we're in, and there's this girl next to me, and she had on a sweatshirt and like a sports bra underneath it. She takes the sweatshirt off, and I'm talking about, it looked like she had a treasure troll in a headlock under her armpits.
Oh, no.
She doesn't shave.
Oh.
I'm not talking about just unshave.
Oh.
She had dark hair, too.
Oh.
I mean, you could have braided the hair.
Wow.
And I could not stop staring the entire class. Amy, please tell me how bad of a human I am.
I mean, it's something. Listen, when you see something that you're not used to, oftentimes you are just enamored by it, maybe, a little bit. So you...
I respected the fact that she lived her life her way.
Yes.
Like, I really did. I was like... That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But also what I'm talking about is that I can't stop staring.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's normal to look at things that you're not used to seeing. And we're not used to seeing that. Like, every once in a while, we'll say at yoga, you will see that. And
she also farted.
Oh, my goodness.
Very much into the just be.
Yeah.
Natural.
You're supposed to just, if that needs to happen at yoga, you're just supposed to let it happen.
Yeah, no, she did. She let it all happen. Armpit hair, farts, like... I respect it. Now, I don't live the life myself, but I respect her ability to do that. I wish I lived a little more like that. Like, her armpits are hairier than mine, because I
manage
mine.
Now, would you be able to date somebody that...
No!
No!
Come on.
What?
I don't even want to date someone who farts, much less has the armpit hair.
Okay, I'm just...
Hey, I got a call yesterday, what's today? Today's Monday, Sunday. I got a call Saturday from our boss, head boss, like head of the company.
Oh.
And said, hey, this song, and I'm not kidding you. He said, this song, Namaste, could it be a hit on the radio? And I was like the Raging Idiots, our band. And I was like, I don't know. I said, our listeners don't complain that much about it, which is good. Because sometimes we play our songs, they're like, okay, we get it, Bobby, shut up. And then I shut up. But I was like, they don't complain about it. And people are buying it on iTunes like crazy. And I was like, I don't know if it could be. He said, radio PDs are asking if they can start playing it. So, Amy, do you think this could be a real song?
Yes.
Because I never really honestly thought it could be a real song.
100%, yes.
So here's what we're going to do. If you haven't heard it yet, this is called Namaste. It's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds long by the Raging Idiots. And I'm going to play it. What I'm going to do later on, way later, is I'm just going to play it on the show without even mentioning it and see if anybody starts like Shazamming it or calling saying, hey, what was that jam I just heard?
You'll know if people Shazam it?
Yeah, because you can look and see how many Shazams it's gotten.
Oh, that is crazy. Okay.
So here's Namaste by the Raging Idiots. We really were putting this out. We're going to Tulsa and Lubbock and El Paso. We're like, we'll make a new song. And so here it is. This is the song the bosses are asking about. You can tweet me and tell me if you think this could be a real song. Here.
In the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching you, showing me your savasana.
Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably ought to hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in on them stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on, baby. You're doing, I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. You're the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Ain't got a clue what this means, but now I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm a stay.
The Bobby Bone Show.
So on Friday after the show, the news came out that Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry was in a helicopter crash, and him and the pilot have both died. And we didn't know what was happening at first, and I have so many friends that are very close to Troy and have been for a long time. I'd only spent a couple occasions with Troy, so I don't have like a real touching anecdote other than he was super kind to me. A very big presence, you're a little intimidated at first, but was really, really nice. I think we'd done a couple things on the show with them, and I'd been out on the road. We played a festival together once, and I'd hosted something with them. But I reached out to a couple of friends, and I called and said, hey, and I knew they were close to Troy. And I said, hey. And before I could even say, because I thought I would have someone come on the air that was real close to him and talk. But it was so fresh. And I didn't even ask. And I talked to a couple artists that you would know from the radio. I won't say their name. And they were so hurt by it that I just did not think that I wanted to put them on the radio when they were in such pain that they lost their friend. And so instead, I have some words that I'll read that some people have tweeted out. And you can always tell from people's words and the words they use and how they use them if they really mean things. And artists were also, you know, playing tributes on. And Dan and Shay did something to be proud of here. Here's Dan and Shay on Twitter.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. As your chin's held high, as the tears fall down, guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of. That's something to be proud of.
I can tell you that the very internal Nashville community is having a really tough time with this. Dirks tweeted, just so hard to believe, too sad. Troy was one of the ones to give the shirt off his back. One of the kind guys of country. Thoughts with his family and Eddie. And you're going to hear the word kind a lot. Little Big Town tweeted, Devastated to hear the news. Troy, thank you for your kindness, your spirit, your joy, and the love you shared with everyone you met. Luke Bryan, country music's at a loss today. Our prayers are with the families of Don Williams and Troy Gentry. It is a sad day. Toby Keith treated. RIP, T. Roy. Shared a lot of good times and drinks with you. My prayers to your family. And there were a lot. Here is Old Dominion paying tribute. I can tell you, as far as like artists and people around town, this one cuts really deep. It's a really personal loss for a lot of people in Nashville and the country music community. Mr. Bobby Bones. Here's what's happening this week. So tomorrow night is Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey relief. And I think they're now combining Hurricane Harvey and Irma. And so that'll air from Nashville, New York, Los Angeles, and San Antonio. I'll be answering the phones in Nashville. Not that that gives you any reason to call. If you're going to call, I'll call anyway. And there's much cooler people than me answering phones. But like, I get off a flight tomorrow and go right over to there. Because I think they're doing it. I don't know if I should say this. I think they're doing it at the Opry House. Is where they're doing the Nashville part of it. I think Blake and Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
Are the two main hosts from Nashville. And it's just going to be all over the place. And hopefully they make a lot of money. Also on Tuesday, Thomas Rhett's Inside the Making of Life Changes. I'm hosting that, and it's me, Thomas, and a lot of the producers from his album. Tomorrow, the keynote Apple event where the new iPhone's announced, and one of the bigger things of the week, Chipotle starts serving queso nationwide.
It's a big deal.
Tomorrow, yeah. On Wednesday, Maren Morris is on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. On Thursday, there's a new Bobby cast with Steve Murphy and Javier Pena. Now, you wonder, who are they? They're the two real DEA agents from Narcos.
What?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So I'm doing a Bobby cast with, as Eddie calls it, Narcos.
See.
If you watch
Narcos.
if you watch Narcos, they're the two agents, and they're going to come by the Bobby cast, and we're going to do an hour of that.
Oh,
that's awesome, dude.
If you don't subscribe to the Bobby cast, like, you're missing so much music, like country music behind the scenes. I would encourage you to go to iHeartRadio or iTunes and subscribe to the Bobby cast and just go search for things. Like, the most downloaded Bobby cast is still the one with Jake Owen and I, where we legitimately got into a fight, a verbal altercation during it. But there's one with Karen Fairchild, Dierks Bentley, some of the greatest writers in town, Shane McAnally, Ross Copperman. Like, it really is. Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris. It's fantastic. And it's an hour-long conversation with them. So, anyway, they're coming by to do that on Thursday. On Friday, ACM Honors on CBS. It's a two-hour special at 8 Central. And it's a really cool show. I got to present. I think this is the event where Thomas Rhett and I are wearing the same clothes. But it's really great because, like, Reba gets up and is awesome. And Dolly Parton. And there's some fantastic performances. Also, Funny Alone. I'll be in Biloxi, Mississippi. And Foo Fighters have an album on Friday. So, I do love the Foo Fighters. I saw a story where Justin Timberlake singing on the new Foo Fighter album. And I was like, well, that's cool. But they're just doing like, yeah, yeah, yes. Apparently, he was hanging out with Dave Grohl. And he's like, can I sing on the album? He's like, yeah, sure. So, he lets him do yeah, yeah, yes. breaking news. As of like 20 minutes ago, Irma's been downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center said that. The storm's expected to weaken as it continues to move through land, which they expected. We just hope the flood damage just stays as minimal as possible. It's not going to be minimal, but at this point, it's just... And yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, you just hope that worse stories don't come out. And so, as it goes into Georgia and up through, you know, Atlanta, and it continues to go on, it's obviously going to weaken, but lots of storms. And tomorrow we'll probably know more and what areas need the most help. And obviously, we've taken, if you go to bobbybones.com, our Pimp and Joy stuff now goes over to help Hurricane Irma and the people affected by it.
This is the Bobby Bones.
I'm curious to know what's happening in you guys' personal lives. Amy, about 60 seconds. Talk about your personal life over the past few days.
Oh, you know, nothing terribly exciting. Just still waiting for my kids to get here. I got a video from them this weekend. They have their English lesson every Saturday, so we get videos and pictures of them, and yeah, they're still not into it. They're still like, basically, when are you coming to get us? But they smile for a second, and they're like, hi, Mom and Dad, we miss you. When are you coming to get us?
In English?
Yeah, in English.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're with their English tutor. They better be saying in English, yes. It's in their cute little accents, and it's adorable. And my husband even, our tutor sends the videos to him, and then I wasn't with my husband, so then he sent it to me. And he was real proud of our son who was speaking good English. He goes, that's my boy. And I was like, oh, that's so cute to hear my husband like say, that's my boy.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, just still waiting for them to get here. But quick update on that is that, we're still waiting.
Lunchbox?
Oh, man, I was just really busy. This weekend was crazy. I went to Springfield, Missouri for a work appearance. I went to the professional bull riding event, and then I came back and I had to work all day Saturday, and then Saturday evening I had to do a little work, and so I saw my wife for a little bit yesterday. We walked the dogs, and I was like, I'm about to watch football. So she went and got her nails done. Good day.
Nice.
What kind of work did you do Saturday evening?
I had a live band karaoke. Because we had an event called Wine on the River, where it's a big wine festival, and we did live band karaoke out there, and then you take it to the after party over at the Hard Rock, so, I mean, I was busy all day.
Yeah.
Got off a plane straight to Wine on the River.
Dang.
Sounds like you made a little bit of money this weekend, though.
Yeah, you know, businessmen making business deals, trying to get that money!
Woo! My dog got a new handkerchief over the weekend. I put it on my Instagram, monogrammed. This is Dusty.
So cute.
Pretty proud of that one. It'll last about a week before he just, because he goes out and just rolls on the ground. Like, I don't even know what he's doing, scratching his back or rolling in turds. I have no idea what he does, but he just goes out and rolls in it. But yeah, I was pretty excited about that. Lindsay, my girlfriend, I didn't see her because she went, and she was nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year at the Canadian CMAs, which were last night. And she didn't win. She didn't expect to win. But she went, and it was kind of a big deal.
Because
she was not. Well, yeah, it was her first year to be nominated. And so, because her song now that's in the States is here in America, Waiting on You, it's not near as high as it is in Canada. In Canada, it's like a top 15 song. And so there, you know, that's where she's from. She's a bigger deal up there. Just wait. She'll be a big deal down here soon. Just wait. Wait for it. And then I didn't see her because I had to fly to California. So I'm in California doing the show here. It's actually early here. So that's pretty much
and
it.
And my friend was asking me yesterday because I was just with you this weekend. And they were like, wait, why is Bobby going to California? And I was like, I felt horrible because I literally couldn't answer. I didn't even know. And I was like, she goes, weren't you just with him yesterday? I was like, yeah.
I came to town for about 8 hours. I went to New York, dropped all my clothes off, washed my underwear, grabbed some new ones, and then got back on a flight. I can say I'm here. So I've landed a TV show, which I haven't been able to talk about yet, but I can do other TV shows. And so a major network has flown me out to talk to me today, but I'm not going to get it. I never get these big ones.
Well, you always set yourself up for not getting it so that you're not disappointed.
But that's why I'm here. This afternoon, I have a meeting with one of the big four networks about a major show.
Oh, well,
that's all
cool.
I can say.
Oh, like a...
Don't even mention the name.
Because
I know what you're thinking, and it could be that. I just can't say. I can give...
Lunchbox,
but that's why...
We talk off air about it.
That's why I'm here.
I really have no idea.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know either.
Fine, I won't mention it. I won't say anything, but...
Go ahead. Go ahead. What are you going to say? Quickly.
Are you going to be hosting or acting?
No, not acting. No. And maybe not even hosting. Maybe who knows? Who knows?
What?
Who knows?
What did you say?
Or a contestant.
Not a contestant and not an actor. Oh. No.
Did you say...
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
That scary movie, It, about the killer clown, opened to $117 million. That's massive for any movie right now, especially a horror movie, especially a rated R movie. And so Mike D went to watch it, and I saw your review. It's pretty good, huh? You liked it?
Really good, yeah.
Would it scare me?
Oh, yeah. First 5 minutes.
Because I don't like scary movies anyway, but I don't know how a clown would scare me. Eddie Jr. is 9, and we wanted him to go see it.
You all did. Like, I can't believe you guys want me to take my 9-year-old to go watch this movie.
Play Eddie and Eddie Jr. talking about it, please.
What do you know about the movie It?
I know that it's really creepy, and the clown is creepy, and that I don't like clowns at all.
So is this a movie that you want to go watch?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
I don't like clowns. They scare me, and they're creepy. Especially the clowns in horror movies that are bad guys.
How do you know? Have you watched the trailer?
Yeah.
I didn't let you watch the trailer.
Well, maybe I just snuck behind the stairs and watched it.
So you were watching the trailer
well,
when I was...
Well, it was a 15-second TV spot.
What if I told you the guys on the show, Bobby, Lunchbox, Amy, and then they want you to watch the movie so you can come back and review it? Would you still watch it?
No. It does not seem like a good movie. It seems like a horror movie. It seems very bloody. It was very, 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 very scary clowns.
What would you think of me as a parent if I let you go watch it?
You would be crazy.
Would I be a good parent or a bad parent?
Bad.
So you're not going to go watch it?
No.
100% no?
No.
You sure?
No.
There we have it. He should watch it.
No way.
Yeah.
It would traumatize him for life.
Was it one of the better scary movies you've ever seen, Mike?
Best one I've seen all year, yeah.
All year, but rate it in your life.
Probably top five.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like clowns. The Raging Idiots did a parody once of Luke Strip It Down called Scared of Clowns. I don't know if you've heard this gem. Here it is.
I love the fair. Well, most of it. Here's my story. Cotton candy on my face. I love the way this corn dog tastes. Got a fried up Snickers bar. About to ride some bumper cars. I love going to fairs. Face paint and stuffed up bears. But no one here knows why. There's a tear inside my eye. 'Cause I'm scared of clowns. I'm scared of clowns. They probably ain't that clean. And they smell like beans. With that old dirty smile painted on his mouth. When he laughs out loud, it really creeps me out. I'm scared of clowns. I'm scared of clowns. They probably ain't that clean. And they smell like beans. With that old dirty smile painted on his mouth. When he laughs out loud, it really creeps me out.
Our producer Raymond saw Tony Romo at the bar this weekend.
Yeah, he was at Tootsie's because he was doing play-by-play for the one of the NFL games.
Like the Titans-Raiders?
Yeah, he had that on Sunday, and I saw him Friday night. He was in town the whole weekend partying
That's
up on
awesome.
Broadway. Yeah, but I did want to get a picture. He was like, it was kind of a VIP area, so obviously your boy tried to get in, but I couldn't. But I did.
Why do you refer to yourself as your boy?
I don't know.
Yeah, so, duh, Bobby, your boy.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, he was looking great, having a couple drinks. The fact that he's going to Tootsie's, hitting up the bar life, man, he's enjoying this, you know, this retirement, not having to go play football games anymore.
Isn't he a lot bigger in person?
Oh, that was another thing, too. That dude was about 6'6", and he
really?
Was like two heads taller than me. I almost thought he was a basketball player, and then I was like, that's Tony Romo, the football guy.
The same way about Eli Manning. The first time I met him, a monster. Hands are humongous, tall, just a monster, dude. But the thing is, on TV, they're standing up against other monsters, so they don't look like monsters. You know what I mean?
You're
standing
against...
Go ahead.
Coming from Ray, when he says someone's really tall, Ray is like 5'5". According to Tony Romo's stats, he's 6'2". So Ray seeing a 6'2 dude is like huge to him.
Yeah, but he's 6'2", 230. Like, you got to imagine.
That's true.
I'm close to 6'1". It depends what shoes I'm in. I'm 6 foot tall. If I get good shoes, I'm 6'1". And I'm 160. You're talking about 70 extra pounds with 1 inch.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was my nickname in high school.
And pretty impressive?
No, 70 extra pounds in 1 inch.
Wow.
Man, what,
high school, huh?
What did you go to in college?
Dang.
Lunchbox went to Springfield, Missouri and went to the PBR bull riding. And talk about some tough dudes.
Oh, let me tell you. There is one thing I thought I'm pretty tough. But those guys are a different kind of animal. Because you get up next close to those bulls, and you don't realize how strong they are and how big they are. And those guys get thrown off, and they land on their shoulders, their heads, and they just get up, wave to the crowd, and they're like, yeah, this is awesome. They are so tough. One dude, his shoulder popped out of the socket. He just popped it right back in.
They're maniacs.
Oh.
And we've gotten to do a lot of PBR stuff. And there are a couple different organizations we do it with. And we're getting to play shows with them. And they're maniacs. And some of them, first of all, I'd wear a helmet. Some of them don't wear helmets. But right. I wear a helmet. I want to wear a helmet doing the radio show. That's how weak I am. I put a helmet on me. But Ray saw Tony Romo and was impressed. Lunchbox saw Bull Riders and was impressed. Mike D saw It, the clown movie, was impressed. Which, by the way, I just got a text from Craig Campbell. Said he took his young daughters to see it and they loved it.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, both of them.
They're like...
Take Eddie Jr. It's been a pretty heavy show today, I'll be honest with you. Between it being 16 years since 9/11, and we took a few segments, talked about where we were, what it meant to us, you know, looking forward, and you can hear all that back in the podcast today. That's heavy. It's always heavy. It's always a good reset for me, too. Like, to really appreciate what we have now. That and the hurricane that hit. And just hoping for the best for all of our Florida listeners and just the people down in Florida that are going through the hurricane and through the floods. Even with Houston, like, that's not even over. And they're getting some attention shifted away from them. The timing's never good, but I was like, the timing really wasn't good for this. Between that, and then you had two deaths, Don Williams, a country music legend, and you know, it's crazy for me because of everyone. Like, Eddie and I are both really into classic country. And Amy usually isn't into classic country. She loves George Strait and his, like, 90s, 2000 countries. We all kind of, it's funny how we have our eras. But Amy was a big Don Williams fan because Amy had, like, that was one of the tapes she had at her house. So we were talking about him. And I guess, Eddie, you and your brother, when you guys were in your band, you used to play a Don Williams song?
Yeah, my brother and I used to play a bunch of little bars when I was in late high school, early college, and that was one of them. We'd play I Believe in You, and that was our jam, man.
This song is so
such
good.
Such a jam.
It is.
I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing.
So good. Recipes, man. And then Troy from Montgomery Gentry dying in a helicopter crash, which, shocking.
Yeah.
Amy, what do you have as far as the news story about this? Because I know there were some mechanical issues.
Yeah, well, right now, the NTSB, which is the National Transportation Safety Board, they've launched an investigation, and there's two questions. Whether or not the pilot should have attempted a landing instead of hovering, because at this time we know that, and there's audio of, you know, the air traffic control of the pilot, like, they were hovering to, like, try to decide what to do with the mechanical issues, and I think the pilot was trying to decide, if you do a landing in a helicopter like that, you want to make sure that fighters
yeah,
or something.
They foam it. They try
nearby,
to foam the landing.
Right, because you need to foam the landing immediately. And so emergency assistance was on its way, but it just was too late and they ended up crashing, which is just terrible. It was just the pilot and Troy on board. And yeah.
I reached out to some friends, just, and not even for radio wise, but just to reach out and be like, holy crap, this is, you know, it's a really terrible thing. And it was such a, because he's a contemporary of, like, all of our artist friends. Like, he's a buddy, a peer, a friend, another. And everybody I talked to was so torn up. I wasn't even going to ask him to come on the air and talk about him, even as a kind of, let's tell us a great story. Everybody was just so sad about it.
That's
yeah.
Terrible.
It's been a heavy show. Mm-hmm. It's been a, we've tried to lighten it up and do some fun stuff too, but it's been a heavy show for us. So thank you for sitting through it with us today.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones. Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Margot Robbie, the actress, she's playing Tonya Harding in the movie about the Tonya Harding Nancy Kerrigan scandal.
But hold on. So she goes from playing what superhero is she? Margot Robbie?
She's that
what's
like,
the name of it?
Punk girl. What's with
hold
the
on, hold on. Mike, you tell me what is it? Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
She was in Suicide Squad and she's like super like tiny clothes, like way hot, and now she's gonna play Tonya Harding. Wow, what a transition.
Yes, but here's the deal. When she first read the script, she didn't even know it was a true story. And so I was like, okay, how old is she? So I Googled it. She's 27 years old. And then I went to our go-to, Morgan number two, who's like the youngest on the show. And I was like, hey, if I say the name Tonya Harding to you, what comes to mind? She's like, nothing.
She's 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Margot Robbie's like reading a script. She's like, what? This is a true story?
Well, also to be fair, Margot Robbie's not from America.
Yeah, she's from Australia.
So I don't think that really...
That wasn't a worldwide event.
I don't think so. I don't think Tonya Harding's Jeff Galooly smacking Nancy Kerrigan in the knee really made international waves.
Well, but I see...
That lasted a generation.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, that's a crazy story. I didn't know she was playing Tonya Harding.
Yeah. She actually, I think, will make a pretty good. I mean, I think she'll do a good job. Miss North Dakota, Kara Mund, she's our new Miss America. Shout out.
What was her talent? I was watching some of that last night. I saw a girl, her talent was kicking a 20-yard field goal.
What?
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, we at the University of Arkansas can use her. Sign her up right now.
Oh, y'all don't have a good kicker?
No, I missed two kicks, and it really sent the game spiraling.
Golly, that's the worst. That's the worst, because that's his only job.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I always feel like that would just be the worst. You're the kicker, that you have one thing to do, and if you don't do it right, uh-uh.
There was, Miss Louisiana was doing ventriloquism. And I was like, wow, she was the hottest ventriloquist I've ever seen in my life. She had two ventriloquist dummies, and she was rocking them. I don't know Miss North Dakota's talent. Did anybody watch last night?
No. I did see Thomas Rhett looking really sharp because he was a judge, and he was in a tux. Everyone was comparing him to James Bond.
The show was pretty entertaining last night for Miss America or Miss USA, whichever one it is. But it was wild because you'd have one network hurricane coverage, one network football, one network Miss America. I was like, man, this is America right here.
Wow.
Like, you got three different things happening on three different networks and people just choosing what they want to watch. Disaster, sports, or just like programming that means absolutely nothing. You know, just fluff. And obviously for a while I was watching fluff. All right, what else?
Well, Tiffany Amber Thiessen was asked if Zachary Slater was a better kisser on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, and for sure Slater.
I know. I clicked the bait. Like, I had to watch a video to find this answer. So, of course, I watched a 5-minute video about cooking. And finally, at the end, she was asked, Zach or Slater?
Slater.
No, she said Zach.
What?
She must like Mario Lopez less now.
Why?
Because Slater was ripped up and was like ladies' man.
And she
like,
did.
I like Zach Morris better, but come on, let's all be serious. Mario Lopez is probably much more suave with the girls.
She did say they're all still super close. I was like, yeah, right.
What else?
I don't know about that. Bobby, you're not going to like this at all, but another study is out saying that if your dog sleeps in the bed with you, it's ruining your sleep. If they sleep in the room, and like on the floor, you should be good to go. But if they are physically in the bed with you, no bueno.
I tried to put him on the floor. And he tried to get in the bed too many times or I just gave up. It is what it is. My dog sleeps between my knees. It's uncomfortable for me when he's not there sometimes. So, yeah, I get it because you always move around and you probably don't get that hard sleep.
Yep.
So there you go. There's Amy's pile.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I read this story about Steve Harvey. And so every year at Christmas time, he sends an old teacher of his a new TV. Now, why, you ask?
Why?
Because he's so charitable and he wants to send a teacher. Yeah, not really. So he revealed in one of Oprah's Masterclass episodes that after he got successful, the teacher told him that he'd never be on TV. He sent a TV to every year.
Oh,
That's amazing.
Eat that.
When Steve Harvey was in sixth grade, his teacher gave a class assignment. Said, write down what you want to be. And he had a stutter at the time. He said, I want to be on TV. She said, ooh, you can't really talk that well.
Oh.
She goes, maybe this isn't for you. And so He remembered it in sixth grade, so every year at Christmas he sends her a new TV. Thoughts?
I love it. I mean, that is in your face. Don't tell a kid he's not going to be something. Let a kid dream, teacher. And that's showing her, look at me now. How are you? Love it. Love it.
I mean, I think it's funny. I'm not like loving it. Like, look at you. But I mean, it's funny.
I think he could have proved his point after the first five TVs.
Mm-hmm.
I also think if I'm this teacher, I'm banking every Christmas at selling
Heck
TVs.
Yeah.
Like, okay, she's probably like, that's the best thing I ever did was telling that, because now I get a big TV every year. I had a teacher, one of my high school teachers told me I couldn't talk on the radio because I didn't talk right. I talked in broken sentence structure. I had an accent. And you know what? I still have both of those.
Do you mail her radios every year?
No, actually, okay. Like, I don't really remember it that much. Until this story came up, I was like, I had a hater teacher, too. But I think, if anything, it kind of inspired me and then made me tell other kids you can also do it, more so than wanting to send broken radios back to the teacher, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I thought the Steve Harvey story, if nothing else, was entertaining. And are we not entertained?
Yes.
Love it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Going to end the show today. Remember, you can always text the Red Cross to help out with the floods and hurricanes, both Irma and Harvey. Oh, man. Our Pimp and Joy line has shifted over to help the people that are dealing with Irma. If you want to go over to BobbyBones.com, still up. I mean, we're doing what we can do. Hope you guys can do what you can do. And we're still waiting to kind of see what's happening down in Florida, because it's just happened. So we're going to do it. We appreciate you guys being here today. It's been a pretty heavy show. 9/11 anniversary. Troy from Montgomery Gentry. Don Williams over the weekend. But we appreciate you being here with us. As always, we always just talk about the things that happen in our heads and our lives. And we appreciate you guys being along with us. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.